Darren.
Oh, hey, Justin.
It's time for another week three, I see.
Oh, is it that time of... Yeah, it is. Okay.
It is, yes. Check calendar. Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I think it's your turn, so here I am. Regale me with whatever we're talking about.
It is. It is my turn. And let's see, it's February, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I checked. Yeah.
So I thought I would go in fitting of Valentine's Day. I thought I'd bring something to the table that is very romantic.
Oh, really? Okay.
So this month I'm going to be talking about Godzilla.
You know what? All right. Okay. I'm interested to see where we're going.
Because in my mind, nothing says I love you more than, 160-foot-tall monster rampaging through downtown Tokyo.
You are correct in that nothing does quite say love like that.
I know. Yeah. It is. It, yeah.
It's not how I would, but go ahead.
Yeah. So just to get started, get the business out of the way, welcome to week three, where every third week of the month, Darren and I take turns bringing something to the table that we enjoy and we just want to talk about. This is a podcast about literally any and everything.
And to add difficulty to it, the other person, the person whose turn it is not, has no prep whatsoever.
Well, to be fair, they don't have to do anything.
Yeah. So they just have to react to whatever the heck is happening.
Yeah.
Cool.
So this month, I want to talk about Godzilla.
Okay.
I did not fall into Godzilla movies until I was much later in life, like in my 20s.
Stands to reason.
You know, some people grew up on these things. My mother grew up on these things. And
I cannot picture your mom being like a huge Godzilla fan.
She's not really. It was one of those instances where it was the only thing on like the two stations they got.
It's three channels and the president's on two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was, my granny, it's like, fine, watch this.
All right. All right.
So, So Godzilla started in 1954. So basic premise of the first movie is giant monster awakens from its slumber, rampages through Tokyo. It was a commentary on atomic testing.
Right.
Because they said that, testing hydrogen bombs awoke it from its slumber and now it was going to, enact its nature combating human.
Well, life finds a way. Yeah.
But since then, it has grown into this own, into something much bigger than social commentary.
Basically launching like the kaiju style films, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. This isn't the first instance of a big monster movie, a kaiju monster movie, but it is certainly the most iconic.
Got it. Okay.
Like the original King Kong predates this by about 20 years.
That's why they fought.
Yeah.
That movie's fun.
Oh, it is. It is. So Godzilla was created by Toho Studios, and the first one came out in 1954. And honestly, it almost broke the studio. The studio was in dire straits, and I think Yojimbo that almost put the studio in bankruptcy.
Two films that now are seen as like damn classic, iconic things. Yeah.
But once they were released, they just, it took off and went gangbusters. So the studio was like, oh yeah, we can do this.
Cool.
The first couple of films, Godzilla Raids Again, and I think even King Kong versus Godzilla, not the newest one from 2021.
No, the classic one with
the classic
some
one
of the that, unintended hilarious scenes.
Yes. Godzilla is the bad guy. He is the antagonist, and it's humans versus Godzilla. But by the time we get into the fourth film, What's it called? Mothra versus Godzilla. Well, even in that one, Godzilla is still kind of the antagonist. But once you introduce Gojira, the three-headed monster,
yeah,
Godzilla becomes the savior.
Yeah.
So in a span of about 10 years, from 1954 to 1964, Godzilla was the bad guy.
Well, you can, being a villain is more fun, but you move a lot more merch as a good guy.
Absolutely. And it was at this time that the movies also became what you envision a Godzilla movie to be. They were color. They had more budget, so they could make the costumes, quote unquote, more realistic.
I mean,
by 60s standards.
Recently, you and I rewatched the original.
Yeah.
And yeah. There's yeah. there's some questions I have about that costume design.
I'm pretty sure if they would have put, if the only thing missing was googly eyes on that original Godzilla
there
costume.
Was one scene where like Godzilla's looking straight on at the camera, and I swear, like, no offense to anyone, but if you've heard the expression derp face,
yeah,
that's the look. Yeah. And it was really hard to not laugh because people are dying. But
screaming.
Dear God, look
people
at this thing.
People are screaming.
There's like children wailing in the background, and then Godzilla's like, oh, hi there. You know?
But to be fair, if a 160-plus foot monster peered up over the hill with a derp face, you would probably scream in terror, too.
I would scream, but then later laugh.
Later laugh, yeah. It's,
like,
yeah.
Did you see that freaking thing? Ooh. It's like a dork fish on legs.
Roar. But by the time we get to the early 60s, they soften a lot of the features. They make it look more, they give it more personality.
Yeah, I mean, it's more produced.
It's more produced, give it more personality. And Godzilla is broken up into four distinct sections. There's the Showa era, which is everything up until 1975.
Okay. Classic Godzilla.
Classic Godzilla. You know, these are the ones where Godzilla is the good guy. He goes to space to fight monsters and has a little dance move that he does.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know about the space one.
Oh yeah, that is Invasion of Astro Monster. Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. there's one where it's the entire movie is based on another social commentary, but about pollution. That's a weird one.
Mm.
They have trippy animation scenes. That is firmly in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Just weird.
That makes sense.
There's one where it's all in a child's dream.
Did they fucking Saint Elmo, Saint Elsewhere this thing?
No. The only time the monsters are on the screen is when this kid is daydreaming.
Oh, daydreaming. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not all taking place in a snow globe somewhere.
No, the kid is getting bullied and at one point gets kidnapped. And so he's like, what would these monsters do?
Step on the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Showa era of Godzilla movies is what you would see on late night television. Very classic. Weird. Then you get into the Heisei era, which is 84 to 95.
Ecto Cooler? Heisei? No. Or, okay.
No. Japanese films fall into categories based on emperors.
Oh, so, okay. Gotcha. So, I'm up to speed. All right.
So the Heisei era, and I used translate to figure out how to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
And it ran from 84 to 95. And this is where they kind of rebooted the series. So you get the return of Godzilla. This Godzilla costume looks menacing.
Okay.
It's still a guy in a rubber suit, but they added a lot more detail to it. It looks like it's a monster.
Looks like a big lizard monster thing.
Yeah, not okay. as friendly. This one goes back to Godzilla kind of being the bad guy. Less of a savior of people, more
of an eater of people.
Of an eater of people, a bringer of balance, if you will.
Destroyer of worlds, yada yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that ran until Godzilla versus Destroya, where it is, this timeline basically says that it's a direct sequel to the original Godzilla. And so at the end of Godzilla versus Destroya, Godzilla actually dies. Mm. He used up all of his energy to defeat the monster in question. But in the previous couple of films, they had introduced Godzilla Jr.
Godzilla what?
Godzilla Jr.
Okay, so this is not the what we're going to be... Because we talked earlier about a character.
No.
This is... I don't want to spoil that.
No, this is something different.
Okay. So I'm going to call him Goju.
Yeah.
Godzilla Jr., Goju.
Yeah, Goju. Actually grows up very quickly. Godzilla kind of goes supernova with his radiation. Godzilla Jr. absorbs that and becomes the new Godzilla.
A hat tip to anyone who got that long-term Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Kids could call you Hoju.
Hoju. And funnily enough, in the Showa era, there was another baby Godzilla. His name was Manila.
Manila Godzilla?
Yeah. No, just Manila.
I'm assuming Godzilla is the surname, so Manila Godzilla.
Yeah.
He's the thriller.
Then we get into the Millennium Era,
mm-hmm.
which is 99 to 2004. Most of these movies are standalone. They don't tie into each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an anthology series.
So does this include Godzilla 2000?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. So Godzilla 2000 is the start of the Millennium series. It is a, quote, direct sequel of the original. And then you move into Godzilla versus Megaguirus, and then Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, All Monsters Attack, Godzilla Against Mechagodzilla, Tokyo SOS, Final Wars, and with the exception of two of them, they are all independent from each other, and they all tie in directly to the original movie.
Okay.
None of the other ones count. And in 2004, they did Final Wars, which was, they put every frickin' thing in there. It was Godzilla versus every frickin' monster.
This is like that Power Rangers 30th anniversary yeah. special where all of the Rangers showed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
They even threw in a nod to like the 98 TriStar American Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick. That monster is just simply Zilla.
That's fair.
And gets its ass handed to it.
Good, because that movie wasn't very good.
And now we are currently in the Reiwa era, which is 2016 on, which has Shin Godzilla, which is a standalone reboot,
yep,
which is amazing.
So what was the one that we tried to see in theaters and that you and Chad managed to see, and I had like some issues, so I spent the whole movie in the bathroom? Which one was that?
That is another American film.
Okay.
So these are right now, I'm just talking about the Japanese.
Think about the one that starred Walter White.
Yeah. These are just the Japanese
films. Okay, my bad.
I'll get into the American ones.
My
in
bad.
A little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
So there's Shin Godzilla, and then there's three movies on Netflix that are animated. Planet of the Monsters, City on the Edge of Battle, and The Planet Eater. All three of those are tied together. Kind of weird animation style. They're not great.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then you've got the American ones. I said there's the 98 Godzilla starring Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Legendary Pictures Monsterverse, which is the one we saw in theaters. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla versus Kong. Those.
I saw versus Kong, and I saw King of the Monsters yeah. at home, and those were good. I still yes. haven't seen the first one of that most recent trilogy.
Yeah.
I saw part of it.
The Monsterverse ones, like the original Godzillas, tend to follow the same formula, where the first one, Godzilla's in it a little bit, and it's more about the human story.
Right.
But by the time you get to Godzilla versus Kong, it's about monster versus monster, and the humans are just there to drive that plot along.
Right.
Whereas in the other ones, the monsters are there to drive the human plot along.
Gotcha. Okay.
Godzilla has been in so much more media than just movies.
Oh, boy, has he.
Did you know that there was a live-action Godzilla TV show in Japan?
No, but there's a lot of live-action stuff in Japan that I haven't found out about that I'm sure I will eventually.
Oh, yeah. It's called Godzilla Island.
So, all right. Before you tell me what it actually is, let me give you my pitch for Godzilla Island.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so you've got like 18 eligible monsters, right? And then every week, Godzilla hands them like parts of a destroyed building, and those are the ones that stay on until the final round, and we find out who really has earned the right for Godzilla's clutch.
I wish that were the case.
Okay, now what is it actually?
These are like, it only ran for like 1 year, and these are like 7 or 8 minute vignettes in a documentary style where all the monsters live on Monster Island, and it's more of a, and here we see Mothra in her.
Okay, you know, so documentary, not mockumentary no, style, which would be hilarious.
Which would be, you know, it's quote, documentary style of these monsters as if they were actually real.
So, like, is Richard Attenborough in?
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
No, this is strictly Japanese release, but that's the closest thing that.
Is Japanese
could...
Richard Attenborough involved?
Then there's cartoons.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So, Hanna-Barbera did a Godzilla cartoon.
Yeah, they did.
Back in the 70s.
Yeah, they did.
What's your favorite part about that one?
It's Godzilla and Godzuki.
Yeah, Godzuki, the kid-friendly baby version of Godzilla
now,
that the people could interact with.
Don't get me wrong. Godzuki was not my favorite part.
No.
My favorite part of it was how Godzilla looked annoyed as fuck anytime Godzuki was near him. Godzilla always looked like, leave me alone, kid, I'm busy.
To be fair,
yeah,
that is canon, because in the Showa era, when Manila was around, Godzilla took Manila under his tail, because he has no wings.
Right, yeah.
To teach him, to help him grow up, and looked annoyed as every time he had to show Manila how to do something.
Yeah, we had like an old, we had a VHS tape that had like a bunch, you know, one of those like 50 classic cartoons on one VHS tape. And it's, most of it's Gabby. But there's one that, Gabby, there's a reference that we'll have to get into at some point.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there's one of Godzilla and Godzuki. And my sister, who's 10 years younger than me, loved the hell out of that one because she liked Godzuki. And so for me, Godzuki was burned into my brain as everything wrong in the world.
Yeah.
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 The little baby sounds and all that jazz.
Yeah, the only, you know, quote, kid Godzilla that they got right was Godzilla Jr. from the...
Do you have a beanie on?
No.
Damn it.
But he, you know, it's your typical baby animal kind of thing. He imprints on a human, but then grows up to be this force of nature.
So
whatever.
So,
you
know, how long was Godzuki around? Because I know that I only have that one episode to go off, but it was enough to like become part of my core memories.
I mean, the show only ran for a year.
That's as many as 52 episodes, though.
26 episodes.
Okay, so all right, half a year.
They only did two seasons of it. So Godzuki was only around for, you know.
So you can watch one Godzuki a week for half a year.
Yeah. And then they did a series based on the 98 American movie.
I do remember seeing promotions for that. I don't remember watching
it. Yeah. Same here. And there's one on Netflix now called Godzilla Singular Point. I haven't been able to finish it, but it is... It's very fitting of the style of the Godzilla movies.
Yeah, every time we hang out, I find another thing that I need to like re-up Netflix for.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because there was nothing when I dropped it.
You just don't know where to look.
Apparently not.
Godzilla has been in video games, comic books. I think I talked about recently on the other podcast, Godzilla versus the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on the Deep Cave podcast, by the way.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah, so you can find that first week of the month.
There's one where it's Godzilla goes to hell. And
who wins in that scenario?
Well, Godzilla basically dies and then fights his way out of hell.
So, yeah, Godzilla wins. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is,
it's Dante's Inferno, but with Godzilla is what you're telling me. Okay.
But because there's only Godzilla and other monsters, there's no dialogue.
Okay.
But it still tells a great story.
Yeah. Is Satan the final boss?
I don't remember.
Mephisto?
I haven't read it in forever.
Big goat guy?
No, it's not Mephisto because it's not a Marvel comic.
Mephistus. Diet Mephisto, you know. That's where he doesn't take your whole marriage, just like a year of it.
Oh my God.
But the best year.
Anyway.
Godzilla is just one of those things where it has become so much bigger than the original concept. There are toys, and I'm surprised there's not a Godzilla theme park somewhere. Right.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why has Godzilla had such an imprint on you? Because I know it's one of your favorite franchises.
I don't know. It's one of those things where...
Because, like, for me, a lot of times, if there's something that I'm a really big fan of, I can at least point to one or two very specific reasons.
Yeah.
You know, Superman, he inspires me. You know, Mass Effect, I love every place being my favorite spot on the Citadel. But, like, with Godzilla, what is it for you?
It's hard to say. It was one of those things I just kind of accidentally fell into.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up watching it. I didn't really discover it until I was in maybe high school when the first Americanized movie came out. I went to go see it.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those things where that was just good enough for me to go, there's something here.
Just kind of scratched an itch.
Scratched an itch I didn't know I had.
That's fair.
And then as time went on, I started through late night TV and things like Mystery Science Theater 3000. I would see other movies in that vein that are bad, but I enjoy. I found that I love horrible movies. Movies that have such a low quality production value, you sit there and go, what the heck are you watching? And I just look at it and go, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun.
They're fun. You don't have to think.
Yeah.
And I started actually watching Godzilla movies, and I'm just like, this is amazing. I love these. And the goofier they get, the better they are for me.
Cool. I'm on board.
So one of my favorites is...
That's why I watch wrestling. It's goofy. I just like it.
It's goofy, yeah. Oh, what is the name of it? There is a Godzilla movie from the end of the Showa era.
He's digging through his notes.
I am.
Theater of the Mind. Picture like Godzilla in a top hat and cane, just kind of doing a little dance while we load.
There it is. There it is. Godzilla versus Megalon.
Okay. What's a Megalon?
It's another giant creature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I want to see Godzilla cross over with Dinosaurus. There's okay. A reference.
Okay. Sidetrack.
Yeah.
I'll get back to Godzilla versus Megalon. But in one of the Heisei era movies, people go back in time and find the dinosaur that Godzilla evolved from. Godzillasaurus.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. So Godzilla versus Megalon.
Yeah.
Megalon shows up, and so does another classic movie monster, Gigan, another Godzilla villain who's been in several movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And Godzilla's kind of outnumbered. Well, the human story, there's always a human story to these. A couple of inventors had made a robot called Jet Jaguar. Looked really weird. He kind of had a Superman vibe because he was red and blue and yellow and silver and...
That doesn't sound like any Jaguar I've ever seen.
No.
Okay, unless it's a car.
No. And so over the course of the movie, this robot, which can only follow orders, develops its own conscience
good. And
programming.
Oh, good.
And then suddenly can grow to the size of Godzilla and helps Godzilla.
See, that would have made Detroit Beyond Human so much better.
And then at the end, Godzilla wins. The other two monsters are defeated. Godzilla goes away. Jet Jaguar shrinks back down to size and then decides, you know what? I'm cool with you humans. I'm going to stay with you and do what you want.
Okay.
But it's just one of those, what the heck did I just watch?
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to make it a jumping off point for a Jet Jaguar series.
Yeah.
It's the only movie he's been in.
Yeah, I guess his merch didn't sell or whatever.
No.
That's fair. If he'd done Power Rangers numbers though, we'd be talking about Jet Jaguar in a few weeks.
Oh yeah. So I mean we're kind of running long on time.
Yeah, for 1 hour.
Yeah. I could go on and on for a long time about Godzilla, but it is just one of those things where not everybody likes. I understand that. But for me, when I'm sick or when I want to just shut my brain off for a while.
It's comfort food.
It's comfort food for my brain. Yeah, it's
that
a comfort
sense.
Movie.
That makes
I will
sense.
Pop one of these in and just, okay, here we go.
Cool.
I know what I'm about to see.
All right.
There are good ones. There are bad ones. There are ones we don't talk about. But overall, it's just, it is one of my favorite, not even guilty pleasures, because I will expound all day long about Godzilla.
Cool. All right. Well, I understand a little bit more now about why you enjoy it so much.
All right. I guess it's your turn for next month.
Yeah, I've got a couple ideas. We'll see what I go with.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.